In space this weekend, NASA's rover will be working in the dirt on Mars. Spirit has rolled off its lander, extended its robotic arm, and begun to make up-close measurements of rocks and soil. The rover's mission is to look for physical evidence that water once flowed over the surface of Mars. A careful analysis of the rocks and soil near Spirit's landing site may just provide that evidence. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
A geologist with a hammer and a magnifying glass can tell a lot about whether water was once around. The shape of rocks and what they look like inside provide crucial information. With its robotic arm, the Spirit rover is a kind of field geologist. Eric Baumgartner is an engineer for the mission.
The arm is about the same size and scale as the human arm, and it has the same level of dexterity as a human arm. And so we've been getting ready to make use of this arm for its first touchdown and instrument placement on the surface of Mars.
Initial tests of the arm show it's working perfectly. Soon it will be providing the data it was sent to Mars to gather. One of the things that makes the success of Spirit so remarkable is how little time engineers had to work on the project. Right after Spirit rolled onto Mars, a tired but elated group of engineers marched into a news conference in the middle of the night at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Chris Lewicki is a flight director for Spirit.
A year and a half ago, it was a bucket of bolts and parts around shelves and drawers and various closets around lab. And today, it's where it was intended to be.
On Mars. Each one of the bolts and parts had to work properly for the mission to succeed, something that kept mission managers awake at night. Kevin Burke was another of the engineers at the news conference. He was responsible for getting the rover off the lander.
And I got to tell you, being the last person between being on the lander, being on the surface of Mars, it's very, very stressful.
So stressful, in fact, that just hours before JPL sent Spirit the commands to drive off, Burke was down at the testbed where engineers keep a scale model of the rover. Burke says he was worried that a rear wheel might, just might, get caught on a little piece of metal sticking out on the deck of the lander.
We convinced ourselves, no way, you know, we can't really catch this thing in the spot that we're worried about. It's just not possible, not going to be the case.
But Burke was still fretting.
So then we grabbed a vehicle, and we put it on the lander deck, and we intentionally tried to get it caught in the spot. It was hard to do, but we did get it caught in the area, and we drove forward, and it just, you know, bent the little piece up, and it twanged away. And we're like, oh, well, that's good.
Okay, but what if it really, really got stuck? So he jammed the wheel behind the piece of metal.
And then we gave it the gas. We pressed the button to go, it took the piece we were worried about, and just tore it off the lander.
And since the lander was no longer needed, that didn't matter.
And that was like the last thing that like possibly could have made us feel uncomfortable. And we retired that risk in a destructive and satisfying manner.
Now that the rover is on the surface of Mars, the tone of the mission will change. Up till now, the engineers have been in charge. They built the rover, launched it, landed it, and got it ready to do science on Mars. NASA engineer Chris Lewicki says now it's the scientists' turn.
We got to drive the nice sports car, but in the end, we're just valets bringing it around the front. And handing the keys over to the science team, ready to go.
For their part, the scientists say they're ready and promise to bring it back with a full tank of gas. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.